Tuesday Takeover with Tim Wilson on FUBAR Radio.
There was an old man with a beard. Hey Wally, hey Wickety, Noddly Noo. There was an old man, Piddle Dickety Doo, with a beard, tickle wickety, whiskery. Ooh, said the man with the cat, who licked at her paw and counted the birdies that fell to the floor. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Who said, by my nose there's a twittery noise, a noise by my nose that no person enjoys. Said the man with the cat, who licked at her paw and counted the birdies that fell to the floor. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. With a whispery, whiskery beard, told the cat to steer clear, for it's just as I feared. Two larks and a hen, like a pig in a pen, an owl and a runcible rat and a wren, have all made their nest, never mind all the rest. In my beard, said the man, pickle tickety boo, there's a screeching and cheeping that never will do. And the cat sat more surely on the man's lap and looked at the birdies and thought to grow fat. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. And a coot and a chick on the loose, and a swan in cahoots with a dove I deduce. There's a lapwing befriending a lark that's ascending, a sandpiper sending a note to a goose. A parakeet, cuckoo, jackdaw and look, a magpie, an eagle, a lark and a rook. 2 or 3 tits, a warbler and thrush, a puffin and pelican lost in the bush. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. So what can I do? All the birds I can mention to wittery who make their home in my beard and do tickery do, hickory dickory dickory do. On my coat and my hat and the rug and the cat, hickory dickory puddle and strife, it's tickery do for the rest of my life.
Hello. My name is Tim Wilson, and I am a rap virgin. I wanted to take the next 2 hours to find out more about rap and to see how it fits into our life, what's its history, how important it is, how it defines much of our culture today. And I've got a friend who I'm co-hosting with, this is Brooke. And Brooke Odenbaku. Have I got that right? Have I got that right?
Spot on.
Is it really? How wonderful. Brooke, we share an experience.
We sure do, Tim. We sure do.
We were both in the circle together,
yes,
though
we
in
were.
Different rooms. And now we're together in the same room.
I can finally touch you too.
only just. But now, look, we've got so much to get through because I have to be educated by people who really know what they're talking about. So I've just played a little record. This is about as far as my rap goes.
Wouldn't even classify that as rap.
Well, it's words over music. I think words over music. That's where this sort of thing begins. But I know it's got a much deeper meaning, and so I thought. Well, I know that you've got a little quiz for me.
I do.
I thought we ought to plunge into that quiz, and then we'll have another look at what strangely I thought rap was, and then finally, before we introduce our first guest, because we've got some spectacular guests on the show today.
We sure do, Tim. We sure do.
We've got Show Shallow.
Yes, we do.
And then we've got a poet who's going to do a live performance of one of her poems, Sharifa Energy. And then we've got Lemzy. And finally, all the way from New Zealand.
The one and only.
Woody Cook.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Isn't that spectacular? I am almost beside myself with excitement. Bring me down to earth with your quiz. Come on.
Are you sure you're ready for this, Tim?
I really am.
Okie doke. Right, question number one. Which British rapper stars in the Netflix series Top Boy? Is it A? Have you seen Top Boy?
No!
Okay, well, this should be interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Go on. Is it A?
Professor Green.
Go
B,
on.
B, Kano. Or C, JME.
I don't recognise any of those, but I don't even recognise... Is it Top Boy? It sounds like a cat food.
it's really not.
Go on, put me out of my misery. What is it?
So it's B, Kano.
Kano?
Yes.
Kano. You've not lined him up as a secret guest for me. I'm not going to be completely embarrassed by this, am I?
That would have been good, though.
It would have been hilarious, wouldn't it? Okay. Question number two, please.
Who was the first British rapper to headline Glastonbury?
Oh, I'm sure that's Eminem. Wasn't it? Was it not?
Eminem British, Tim?
Is he not? I thought he was British. I was sure he was British. Isn't he a friend of Prince Harry's?
Okay, it's not Eminem. It's not Eminem.
Who is it?
Have you heard of Stormzy?
Oh, I've heard of Stormzy! I've heard of Stormzy. And we're going to play some Stormzy later on.
Yes, we are.
But Stormzy is British, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
He's Ghanaian. From Orange, you know, he's from Ghana, but he is born and raised in the UK.
How wonderful. I'm learning a little bit already.
Don't worry, Tim.
Our listeners are going to be sort of tearing their hair out in frustration. Does he not know anything? Come on. Question three.
Okay, so which Manchester-based rapper is this, which is also a letter of the alphabet?
Do I have to play a piece of music
now?
I do. I go... Has that worked?
You guys try again.
I'm trying again. Pressing. Nothing's happening. What's gone wrong? My technology is failing me.
Don't worry, Tim. I've got you with that as well. This is the.
I am pressing
You've
the right
this,
button.
Don't worry.
No.
Oh, you've broken it.
I've broken it.
Tim, you had one job.
It's happening.
There we go.
Back a pretty face. Girl, I'm trying to get a taste. I'm just bopping, give a fuck who's in the place. Gucci buckle with a snake, but my hoodie looking babe.
Well, it's wonderful. There was a slightly rude word in there.
Word was that?
I don't know, but I think I know it in Russian. Mie pizdi. Or something like that, anyway.
So which Manchester-based rapper was that?
I don't know. Can you give me a clue? Give me a clue.
His name is also a letter of the alphabet. So...
It's not Jay-Z. No.
Jay-Z is not from Manchester.
Right. a letter of the alphabet. I can't...
Is it in this room?
F?
No. Close. It's close to F.
G.
Next letter.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G. H.
Good thing you know the alphabet.
When I was at school, I was out for that lesson. Go on, let's have the next one. Am I going to get any of these right? Oh, please, Brooke, help me.
No, I'm sure you
can't
will.
Can you pass the question secretly, the answer secretly to me on some sort of billet-doux?
That would be no fun now, would it?
It would for the listeners, I think. Come on, let's have another one.
Okay, question number four. UK rap was influenced by dub that came from which country?
Well, America, I presume. Or America?
Think Caribbean.
Oh, Jamaica.
Oh, darling, there
Jamaica.
You go.
Is that okay?
That is correct.
That's good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. I've got one. Go on.
Question number five. Which rapper came back to life at Coachella in 2014 as a hologram?
I have no idea.
Do you know any dead rappers?
I don't really. I only know one living rapper and he's next door waiting to be talked to. I know two living rappers and one of them is on the other side of the world and one of them is next door. So, no.
Right. Have you heard of Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G.?
I've heard of No.
No? Okay. Have you heard of Tupac?
No.
You've never heard of Tupac?
No. No,
you're, I don't know if I can do Brooke, this show.
Brooke is looking so shocked
you've
here.
You've never heard of... What?
No, I really haven't.
I beg your pardon.
No, when I describe myself as a rap virgin, really, I wasn't mincing my words.
Well, honey, we're about to change that. We're about to pop that cherry, okay?
I'm looking forward to that.
It is Tupac.
Tupac. So do I spell that with a... A T-U.
Do you know what people... Yeah, it is normally spelled T-U-P-A-C, but you can spell it with the letter 2.
I've just written it with the number 2. There we are.
There we go. Okay. You've been hit
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Question number 6. Can you tell me the artist, the name of the song?
Oh. This is another
time
one.
To play a track.
Shall I play it here?
Take time if a man want try me. No time. Usain Bolt when I run up on stage, I pick up the mic and it's reload time. Don't know your songs, but they know mine. That's why I got gigs just like Joe.
You're liking this song, huh?
Oh, it's superb.
It's superb.
I have no idea who it is. It's
no,
superb.
You do know it because you said his name earlier.
Stormzy.
Oh, darling.
Is that Stormzy?
Darling. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. There we are. Stormzy.
No, that's not Stormzy. Oh, my God. What am I on about?
Bad Brooke. Who was that? Who was that?
Listen, I'm getting confused. I'm tired and hungry. That was Skepta.
Skepta. Skepta. Okay.
Let's shut down.
Come on.
Okay, question number 7.
Are you getting all these answers at home, by the way?
I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they're ding,
ding, ding, ding. And then ding. Tim, come on. You can do better than this. Okay, so question number 7. Which US rap group story was made into an Oscar-nominated film?
Oh,
do you
gosh.
Know any rap groups?
No. I thought you could only rap on your own, actually. I didn't realize you could rap as a group. No, 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 I don't. No, I'm completely lost with this one.
I'll give you a clue.
Go
it's,
on.
Three letters.
Three letters, yes.
No, I mean, three individual initials or three initials, whatever. The first one is a naughty word. But it begins with N.
N?
Yeah, don't say it.
N. Yes, I wouldn't say that word. I don't know that word.
W-A.
N-W-A?
Yes.
That sounds like a wrestling
gig. No, that would be WWE. But N-W-A, yes.
N-W-A. There we are. Let's do the next one.
Okay, doke. So, right, we're going to finish off with a Stormzy lyric. I can never die. I'm Chuck Norris. Fuck the government and fuck... Think of a politician.
Trump.
No.
Obama.
Chuck. Think of a British politician whose name rhymes with Chuck Norris.
First name.
You've got... Come on.
Boris.
There we go.
I think everybody's practically done that, haven't they?
So I can never die. I'm Chuck Norris. Fuck the government and fuck...
Boris.
Go on, Tim.
Oh, my goodness. That's so naughty.
Right.
So naughty.
We've got a bonus question for you,
go
Tim.
On. I'm looking forward to that.
You've got to get
this
right.
Go on.
By which artist was his bulletproof vest designed by? This is relating to Stormzy, who headlined at Glastonbury.
By which artist?
Famous artist. You know this. I know you do.
So a clothes designer?
No, an actual artist.
An actual Hockney? No. an actual artist. Oh, it would be the man who paints on the walls.
And his name is?
Oh, for goodness sake, because he just put up a new painting for Valentine's Day.
Did he?
Yeah, he really did, yeah.
And his name would be?
Banksy.
Oh!
Banksy!
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, look, we didn't do too badly, really.
We did pretty well. Given
the hopelessness. Now, I thought we'd have a quick look at something where I feel a little bit safer.
Yeah.
And this is a piece by William Walton. And in fact, I performed it. You stand in front of an orchestra with a megaphone. You declaim this sort of nonsense lyric. So let's have a look at that. And this is a piece called Facade. And it was written in the 1920s.
Okey-doke.
William Walton, and the lady who wrote the poetry was called Edith Sitwell. And she's actually declaiming this.
Right. Okey-doke.
When Sabiosibab called his syllabub in the hotel in hell where Persephone first fell blue as a gendarmerie were the waves of the sea, rocking and shocking the barmaid. Nobody comes to give him his rum, but the rim of the sky hippopotamus glum enhances the chances to bless with a benison Alfred Lord Tennyson, crossing the barley with cold vegetation from tail deputations of temperance workers all signed in memoriam, hoping with glory to trip up the laureate's feet, moving in classical meters. Like balaclava, the lava came down from the roof, but the seas blew wooden gendarmerie, took them in charge while Beelzebub roared for his rum. None of them come.
There we are. How was that? Again, you're going to say that's not at all rap, aren't you?
Tim, that is not rap.
There we are. So, but that's about as far as I go. Now, I do, in fact, know a rapper, and oddly... when he produced his first album, I'm written on the album. So, so you've got a whole stack of Cyrillic because he's Russian, mm-hmm. and then there's one little name which is in Western script, which is mine. And we sat together and talked about how one could bring different things into rap. And in fact, in this particular song, Miron, whose stage name is Oxymiron, if you have a Moscow pronunciation, it's Aximiron. Mm-hmm. He's got references here to the poet Yesenin. I used to live in Yesenin's house. Oh. Yesenin was the man who married Isadora Duncan. You know, the lady who got strangled with a scarf.
No, I can't say that.
There's also in this song a reference to the Bifrost. You know the Rainbow Bridge that leads you to Asgard? You should know that with a name like... with your name, Odin Baku. And there's also reference to Tony Stark. So I'm going to leave you for a few minutes before we introduce our first guest, Show Shallow. And I'm going to leave you with a jolly good song... in Russian.
I hope this is actual rap, Tim, by the way. Are you sure?
I really am
I'll
absolutely
be the judge
sure.
of that.
And there's even some naughty words in
naughty
it.
Naughty words.
Yeah, there you are. Off we go.
Hey! Yeah! Донный Волга летит чёрт, котомку на плечо. Боль в груди, там тайничок, открытый фонкой, не ключом. Сколько миль ещё? Перелёт короткий был не в счёт. Долгий пыльный чёс, фургон обед коробками с мерчом. Верим под фартит наши постели портативными. Или стрелю два пути, корпоратив или квартирник. Схемы однотипны, все теперь МС. Ведь смену парадигмы здесь достигли смены парадигмы. Теперь рэп многопартийный, бэтлов наплодит. Я смотрю в зеркало по типу, сколько бед наворотил ты. Я весь рэп проводил, но всё время в пути у индустрии. Три нервный тик, волокордин стенокардийным. Соберите суд, но победители не судят. Мы первые кроманьонцы, мы выбились в люди. Не пизди, я кладу на вас челюсть пятикратно. Ведь мы выступаем сильно, будто челюсть пятикратно. Весь мой рубеж и коротко про то, что уж который год, который город под подошвой. Гору как-то прёт, потом по гору как-то тошно. Я не то, что Гулливерну, всё же город под подошвой. Город под подошвой, город под подошвой.
And we're back, and we've got Sho Shallow.
All right.
Nice there we are.
Come on.
And Sho, while we were playing that, Sho was looking absolutely incredulous that I didn't know who Tupac was.
I still can't believe that you don't know who Tupac is. or Biggie Smalls.
No, I don't know who this is either.
What about DMX?
No.
Bob Marley has to be.
Oh, Bob Marley. I know Bob Marley. Yeah.
He knew Jay-Z.
Snoop Doggy Dogg?
Snoop Doggy, absolutely. I know the name. I don't know.
It's mad that you know everyone that smokes the weed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that, speaking of weed.
You're coming very close to one of my questions. I mean, do you think that rap is absolutely linked to weed?
Nah.
You don't?
Not at all.
Not all.
There's some artists that don't smoke.
Really? Do you know any?
I know a few.
Really?
Yeah,
oh my goodness. Should we name them? Should we out them?
Should we out them? What come off the top of my head?
Oh, that's quite hard.
Dev Inks?
Yes.
Don't smoke.
But why do you think is it because of the Jamaican roots in the UK that you've got a sort of weird thing? Is
talk about stereotypical? Wait a minute.
Is that too stereotypical?
There, buddy. Yeah, not everyone's Jamaican. So there's African.
No, absolutely. Yeah,
Eminem is not Jamaican.
Absolutely.
And he's a puff puff.
Does he really?
And sniff sniff.
Is there a particular preference among rappers for particular types of weed? I know it comes in different forms.
Have you ever smoked weed too?
No.
You're fascinated.
I am fascinated. I just want, you know, open a new window.
Oh.
I think a lot of rappers like to smoke California weed.
Really?
Yeah.
And is that very good?
Yeah, it's like the highest you can get.
Is it really?
Strain, yeah. Most expensive.
So you have to make a lot of money as a rapper in order to smoke a decent quality. But you've been rapping for years, haven't you? You started when you were about 15 or something.
Yeah, about 15, 16.
It's been a minute.
That's
absolutely amazing. And what did you rap about then?
Boy, I used to just rap about a lot of road stuff. I was a little street rap back then. So.
And is it sort of battle rap? Are you? is that the right language? Am I?
Yeah, there's
battle
rap.
In 8 Mile.
Yeah. I'm not an Eminem sort of rapper, like battle rap or Arsenal sort of rapper. Them sort of rappers. There, I'm more of a Stormzy. A Freddo and sort of.
That sort of rap.
Yeah. Right.
Hip-hop culture sort of.
And you got into rap with you've got a great friend.
Yeah.
Now I've got to get.
Don't disgrace me, Tim. I thought you had to say
Arders.
Oh Jesus, Arders? Lord.
No, Tim, have I got this wrong?
Motherfucking Jack.
You had Arders.
Arders. Arders. Arders.
He said it so many times.
It just has to be rammed into my head now.
Yeah.
Do you rap together?
We used to rap together, and now we do our separate rappings. So
right.
He does his thing, I do my thing.
Right. And we're going to hear something that you've done very shortly.
Yeah.
I think. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah. I hope you like it.
And you've actually got a song coming out this week, don't you?
Yes, I do. On Friday, I have a new song called Wild coming out.
Brilliant.
Yes. On Graham Daily, it'll be out at 7 p.m.
So make sure you check it out.
Yes.
But you have a reputation of being quite sort of tough, don't you?
No, I wish you guys had seen this. Tim actually did the hand gestures as tough.
I wouldn't say tough, but I'm a down-to-earth guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, obviously I'm not, so I need even more education.
You seem like you're a down-to-earth guy.
Oh, Sho. when I was on this TV program with Brooke, we had a thing called Scholar Squad. And and the illusion that I think was given on what was broadcast was that I was in charge of teaching
Brooke
and
Georgie.
In fact, it was entirely the other way around, and it still is. It still is. I know absolutely nothing.
At least
nothing.
You know how to use emojis now.
Just about. But you know, things don't seem to stick in my mind for very long. I get so excited by the next big thing. The next big thing for me is obviously going to be rap. I'm going to have a playlist.
Yes, I'll therefore add a few songs to play.
Please. Yeah. And I will learn them. I'll come and rap with you.
Yes,
definitely. I'll be a guest rapper.
No, Shakespeare stuff. Real rap. Real rap.
So we don't think weed is essential to rap. Are rude words essential?
I think they play a part in a rap. Because I feel like when people listen to rap, they want to feel like either amped or like some people listen to rap. Get them in the mood.
Sometimes
you want to swear a bit and just get.
I'm just not very good at these words, actually. I don't think now is the opportunity to learn those things.
No, I mean, actually, I remember when I had you on the show last week, I gave you some slang that you had to translate. And
you did, and I didn't. I knew almost nothing. In fact, I think I did better on the rap
that
quiz
you did
today
on the
than I did on the slang.
Yeah, but we get new words every year.
But you're inventing them. This is what's so exciting about rap. You are there at the cutting edge of the Oxford Dictionary.
The Oxford Urban Dictionary.
No, it's not urban any longer. You're actually entering. You're entering the mainstream. Yeah. No, absolutely. The moment things are printed.
Do you have a lyric using slang that you think Tim can translate?
Or can't.
Oh, probably, I don't think you... if you were to read Radley... I don't think I even know that.
No,
can we... What is it?
Yatties.
Yatties.
Oh, yatties. Is
it something to do with God? No.
They're sent from God.
What is it to do with... yatties?
It's females.
Yeah. I'd heard
this. Oh, and you said that's from God. Oh,
my goodness.
Well, I was thinking angels.
Yatties are girls.
Yeah.
How wonderful. How wonderful.
Jeetan.
Jeetan is boys.
No, Jeetan.
What's Jeetan?
Jeetan.
Jeetan. Oh, it's cigarettes.
No. It's another word for...
No.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. At this moment we're making eye contact in a very, very suspicious way. Look, who do you most admire other than present company?
Oh, darling.
who do you most admire?
Admire.
Yeah.
In my life, who do
I... Yeah, we can go into rap if you wish, but generally.
And generally my mother.
Yeah? Oh, that's very nice.
I'm more of a moral guy. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's not really much people I look up to, if rap-wise.
Well, the next question is, who has inspired you?
Okay. People like Jay-Z.
Yes, I know Jay-Z.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fist of the air, yes. people like Jay-Z, P. Diddy, Nipsey Hussle, like black entrepreneurs that's made a lot of money.
Right. So they can smoke weed.
Not Tim.
Jay-Z.
You and your what's your exception on weed?
Jay-Z smokes weed.
Really?
Know? Yeah, I don't.
We mustn't tell anyway. nobody's listening. I think they've decided the person who's hosting this has no idea what he's talking about. They're all turned off.
That's funny.
By the way, do you have a social media platform? What would it be?
Show Shallow. It's my name, all in one.
Show Shallow.
Yeah.
And Brooke, you have one as well, don't
Brooke
you?
Brooke on a break.
Brooke
Come
on
a break.
On
a
break. And this is for Instagram.
Instagram, Twitter, sure. YouTube, all
oh,
of
really?
It.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness. And mine is Professor_Tim_Wilson. Why the underscores exist, I don't know.
Why so much underscores?
I don't know. I really don't know. I have difficulty even managing it. And it's, and it's not natural on a computer, is it? You have to press another key to get it. Now, what should I listen to? As a virgin rap...
I think you need to start off with the basics.
So what's the basics?
I think you need to listen to some old school Jay-Z.
Old school. Start from the...
Some Biggie Smalls.
Jay-Z. What?
Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smooth. I'm writing this down. What?
Smooth, like a small person.
Small. Biggie Small.
Yeah.
That's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we are. And anyone else?
Tupac.
Well, of course, I've got him written down here.
You can listen to some N.W.A.
N.W.A.
You can watch Straight Out of Compton as well.
What's that?
Yes, that's a movie you should watch.
Straight Out of Compton.
Yes. Yeah.
Compton, isn't that a place?
It is.
Yes, it is in L.A.
Oh, my goodness, there we are.
California.
There we are. And moving on a little bit, what do you think will be your legacy? I'm not trying to kill you off.
I think I'm just on my journey of beginning my legacy. So yeah? I think it will be more of letting people know that you should go back and find your roots, go back to where you come from and find, like, just appreciate where you've come from and give back. That's going to be my main goal of going forward.
Yeah.
To give back towards people.
Can we move rap into education?
In a way, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because when I was revising, I turned my revision notes into rap songs.
I think it's a very good idea. You know, music heightens the experience, doesn't it? You set something to music and it becomes bigger. It becomes more important, don't you think?
100%. People start to listen.
Yeah. And people remember it because it's got a rhythm. So, you know, I think... you know, it's the old theatre adage that if you're saying something and the emotion gets too big, you sing it. If it gets too big, then you start. Do you dance?
I do sometimes.
Are we going to get you dancing here? you'd have to teach me some moves if we had to dance.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Teach you how to hit that wall.
Oh my goodness, hit that wall! Would we go through it? Hit the wall. Right. Okay. And now, could I take you one stage further?
Go on.
If you were going to sort of blend and mix media, who from other musical genres would you like to perform with?
I like jazz a lot, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
That means working without any sort of anything to hold on to, doesn't it? No script, off script. Gosh. And can you rap? You could rap with jazz. If you're doing a rap battle, isn't that a sort of rap jazz?
You and your rap battles.
They are called rap battles or rap contests or something. Battles, yeah. So do you rehearse those beforehand?
Not really, it depends.
So it is a sort of jazz, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you would want to get involved with traditional jazz.
Yeah, I'd like to mix the two if that makes sense.
That would be it makes perfect sense to me. Yeah.
Gosh, but I don't think no one's really done that before.
Well, not yet because they haven't heard this broadcast. But the moment they hear this broadcast, the phone is going to be ringing non-stop. you've got it. You've set out a new career path here. I think.
Deal with it ASAP now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really good. What's it like being in the public eye? Brooke and I both have to ask you this question, I think, and then I'm going to hand over to Brooke to ask some really penetrating questions.
Penetrating questions? You and your vocabulary, Tim.
I think I'm kind of used to it now. I've kind of adjusted my lifestyle to being in it. So it's certain places I don't go and certain places I do go and more certain places to go and not go.
Yeah.
It's a bit much. But at the same time, because I've been doing it for years, it's just it's just a way of life.
Do you find people stop you in the street?
Yeah. I got stopped on my way here.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You know, I got stopped on my way here, though. I think somebody was asking me directions.
Probably you asked where you got that suit from as well.
I love the suit.
If I hadn't been stopped, I wouldn't have been caught in the rain, actually.
No,
I was caught in the rain. This is why I smell I smell like a wet dog. Really, you're so lucky being on the other side of the counter here. this wet dog smell is sort of oozing over.
Better wet dog smell than that dog doodah you had the other day in your leg.
I've changed my trousers since then. I somebody on the street stopped me, and their dog sat on my shoe, and the next moment there was this warm sensation.
Oh no!
Yeah. And it wasn't pee.
And it wasn't pee?
No, it wasn't. And it sort of clung to my leg for the rest of the day. Sure. Have you had any difficult experiences meeting, being a public figure? You don't come across dogs?
Just trolls. Just trolls, really.
Yeah.
Oh, God, but
yeah.
That's awful. And at this particular moment, actually, trolling is dreadful, isn't it?
I think it's worse than ever before.
Well, we're thinking of Love Island as well.
Yeah, you know. Definitely.
It's just ghastly. And people seem to think that they own you.
Yeah, I know. Therefore. They think the minute you got, you know, some sort of status that you're public property, and that's not the case. Like, we're still human. And,
well, it's not only that, but it's somehow it seems easier for people to say something horrible than it is for them to say something nice. And it's so easy to say nice things, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it seems difficult nowadays, but yeah, it seems like everyone just has something horrible waiting to say.
Well, so... If you were going to teach me how to rap, you're not going to teach me how to rap. I know. I can see that look in your eyes there. God forbid. This man just needs to be taken out and sort of put in another room. But no, if you were to teach me how to rap, what subject matter would I be looking for?
I think you personally.
He ain't about to talk about bitches and hoes.
I think you'd talk about your, like, what you're up to now in your day and age.
So in my day and
You're in the radio now at your age.
Absolutely.
You've been in the circle.
And still lost. I'm still completely confused. I think I could launch into quite a good rap about confusion.
Yeah.
Isolation, abandonment. Brooke. You must ask some questions, I think. Do you?
If you weren't a rapper, what do you think you'd be?
Well, I really wanted to be a footballer.
That's how it happened to your knee.
No. I'm not one of them guys that said, yeah.
Could have been playing for Chelsea,
it's just a thing where I just didn't take it seriously. No. I just went running around instead of taking football seriously. I had trials and stuff like that, but...
Okay. I'm learning a lot today.
Yeah. Or an actor. I even still now... If the opportunity come, I'll get into acting.
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. What's your favourite song of yours?
At the moment?
Yes, as in of your songs. My favourite song, one of yours to this day is Bitches and Hoes.
Nah, everyone loves that.
Nah, I love that song, you know.
are we allowed to play one?
Do you know what? I would quite like that.
we've got one set up called Quarter Past 3. What?
Yes, that's a new song that's not been released. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Can we play it? Are we allowed to?
Yeah, go on.
So this is a sort of premiere.
Yes, it's a premiere.
Oh my god!
Excellent.
Right, let's try that.
Try and figure out the lyrics, Tim. Freedom, man.
Sure.
I'm pissing her off, stressing her out. Gave her a kiss, baby, just gave me a frown. I'm making money, but that money ain't making her proud. Who's always looking after him when you're never around? Then she pointed at him. My precious, my jewel, my life, my world, my youngest of fools. Wish daddy could change up. Your mummy's amazing. Just trying to do great things. Just give me some patience. Wonder would she love me if I was stuck in a cell? Or would she make the trip if I was locked in a jail? Look at this money, baby, even save you something as well. I know you've had your eyes on the white Peschanels. He never asks, but always hint when round, man. Not really loud for you, I turn a hype, man. Just keep that pussy warm for when I come back. You know I love them wrinkles with your fire rash. We toxic, but it's better cause we like that. And every time she raise a fist, don't fight back. Could never put my hands on my queen. How many girls are troubled and just left them to be? It was 3:15. What's it gonna be? You rolling with your girls or you coming home with me? Swinging off a tree, I booked us barley 4 feet. No more flying out to Europe, girl, we flying paying fees. But listen, heading back to the trap. Just put them things I told you and I give you the cash. You should have me more, but I'm needing to bash. Rather than that cheat, it's like she's leaving a trap. 2:45, I got money to see. I got niggas in jail, I got family to feed. If you ever knew the struggle, we just grind and we sleep. Different type of hustle, ain't got time for no sheep. Yo, I grew up, the fuck is screw up? Lost in my head, trying to find myself and ended lost in the bread. We don't feel your raps cause they see through. Hope you have that money when we see you. It's funny how in life how they mistreat you. always trying to say the same, they didn't mean to. But if you never, then it's better, cause it seems true. She got my sweater, not my message, she a mean you. It's funny you get nothing for free. Heard they shot in there, it's getting pricey to breathe. Sometimes I'm in my mood, but that ain't nothing to preach. How many times I'm out here really up on my feet? Cause it's 3:15, girl, what's it gonna be? Shorty got her eyes on me. Sorry, baby, I just got my eyes on P. Sorry, baby, I just got my eyes on P. Sure. Yeah, I believe that you're following, no?
Show. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Congratulations. My God, it was so gallant. You'd be so nice as a boyfriend, I think. Well, with language like that, what's this inspired by?
It's taken from an old sample from an old 90s tune. I'm not sure the name's going to come to me right now. But yeah, it was taken from that, and it's literally just a song about females.
But it's so. didn't you think it's so nice?
Oh, it was.
It's just lovely.
Keeping what warm now?
I'm going to take that home. I'm going to play it.
No, you'll like it. It's a good vibe.
Yeah. I think this is a thing to we should have been dancing. You should have shown me some moves.
I know. It's not the sort of dancing tune, though.
Is it not?
No. It's more of a chilled
mellow.
Right. Yeah. I think we're about to get our next guest, but could you indulge me? Could I play a little bit of Stormzy? this is going to be. I haven't heard this. So what do I need? So we're going to play a bit called Vossy Bop.
Oh, come on!
is that right? Have I said that wrongly?
Vossy Bop.
Vossy Bop.
Yeah, Vossy Bop. Vossier.
Is anything I need to know before we play?
Do you know Courvoisier?
What?
You know Courvoisier?
Yes.
Yeah.
Vossy Bop.
Vossy Bop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right, that makes perfect sense to me. Yeah. Come on, there we are. We're going to play it.
You can dance with this, Tim.
Can I?
Yeah, you can hit the wall.
My brothers don't die, we just Vossy Bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off, ayy. My brothers don't die, we just Vossy Bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off, ayy. You ain't got a clue, let's be honest. I had a couple seasons, made a forest. I put in the work and take the profit. Looking at my girl like what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number 2, don't make the promise. If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest.
Just be honest.
I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris. Fuck the government and fuck Boris, yeah. I'm a villain, killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood, just like the movie that I'm starring. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a chick, but I just wouldn't, cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce. Don't know what you for. Catch me up and slowing in my sliders and my shorts.
Sure.
Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't fuck with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie.
Word.
Way too exclusive.
Word.
Chilling in Dubai, know I get it all inclusive.
Word.
Now may I ask if you can find it in your spirit.
Yeah.
Leave us all alone and go and mind your fucking business.
Uh-huh.
Looking in the mirror saying Mikey, you're the illest.
Yeah.
When I'm James Bond trying to live my movie like I'm Idris. What we telling them, look. My brothers don't die, we just Vossy Bop.
Hey.
I tell you I got to link me at the coffee shop.
Hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots.
Hey.
Then I finish with a face with just to top it off. Hey. My brothers don't die, we just Vossy Bop.
Hey.
I tell you I got to link me at the coffee shop.
Hey.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots.
Hey.
Then I finish with a face with just to top it off. Hey. My brothers don't die, we just Vossy Bop. So much Vossy, I might open up a Vossy shop. Mommy saying that I need to get some sleep. All this flying overseas is always fucking up my body clock. And all this stress has got me racking up my brain.
Hey.
So tell these little fishes back up off my name.
Hey.
I ain't gotta be a rapper with a chain. Cause the rules are kinda different when you're badding up the game.
Straight.
Badding up the game, bad it up again.
Yeah.
Had him up before, I have him up again.
Yeah.
fake brothers, man, your man and more pretend. Yeah. Pussy by himself, he's battle with his friends. Ah, oh, you man are so insecure, man. It's a joke. Man, it's a joke. I need a ball in the yoke, cause I'm the goat. Still the goat. If you believe in your source, then raise a toast. Raise a toast. These are some genius thoughts, so make the most. Throw that say me some. I need all the homage, could you pay me some? Man, I'm dropping bangers on your baby mums. Girls say I'm rude. Word. They wanna see me nude. Word. My name's Stiff Chocolate, I got nothing left to prove. I got holes in my lapel, rubbing shoulders with your girl. Huh? Which one of said that I will go to jail? What? Well, I guess you have to hold the L. Tell them this is London City, we the hottest in the world. But we telling them, look, my brothers don't die, we just bossy bop. Hey. I tell you, got to link me at the coffee shop. Hey. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Hey. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off. Hey. My brothers don't die, we just bossy bop. Hey. I tell you, got to link me at the coffee shop. Hey. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Hey. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off. Hey.
FUBAR Radio presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
We're joined in the studio by Michael O'Hare.
He's the man from Uncle.
I thought, bloody hell, if there was ever a scandal, they'd say Uncle Fucker. But, you know, someone's telling their story, but I'm actually quite well behaved and my career never got to that level. So
it's also, fine. You never fucked your uncle.
I never fucked my uncle, and I want that to go on the record. Can we have that as
he
a
didn't.
Little
absolutely
jingle?
Didn't.
I absolutely did. 100%
yeah, but
didn't.
Yeah, did he fuck you?
Anyway, so we're just joined in the studio by Ingrid Oliver and we're discussing fart jokes. Our favourite fart jokes, have you got any favourite fart jokes? By all means, write in to...
I've been a fan, I'll
hashtag well, I've got a fart for you.
Yeah, considering I hate them, well, I'm really talking about them a lot.
I really hate acknowledging... Yeah, anyway.
So I saw a filmed insert with the band McFly and they're in like a limo or something chatting. And one of them farted, it just really made me laugh.
No.
I don't like a cartoon fart thing. I like a fart joke where it appears like someone shat themselves or something.
Oh, I shan't
listen to Nick Helm and
Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
We're joined in the studio by good old Jack.
My name's Jack Barry.
Because the Meg is coming out, isn't it?
Yes.
Which is the film about the giant shark. It's got the best line of any film I think ever made. Yeah. Jason Statham swimming around in his little, like a one-man submarine. And a 50-foot megalodon swims over him, and he just goes, "It's a megalodon." Absolutely outstanding work there, Steve. And we're joined in the studio now by my friend and yours, Mr. Tom Meaton.
Hello, listeners.
I don't think there's any doubt that everyone in this room has.
The masters.
And I like to think of this show as a masterclass.
You're right in that way. And of course, we know that making people laugh is very hard.
The worst gig I ever had was a corporate gig for a bank, and it went so badly. And it was one point I remember having an out-of-body experience, and I was just about to get down to my pants, right? And... the guy went, "You're disgusting! You're disgusting! You're disgusting!"
Every Friday,
Nick Helm and the Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club
from 12 p.m.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR
Radio.
Hello, this is Tim Wilson on the Tuesday Takeover, and I've got Brooke and I've got Sharifa Energy, who's going to do a live poem for us. But Sharifa, tell us something about your yourself. I think your name is gorgeous. Where's it from?
Thank you. It's actually an Arabic name.
What does it mean?
The honoured one.
Oh.
Oh. Well, I think we are honoured.
Must be nice.
We are definitely honoured. And where do you do poetry normally?
I perform usually where people book me, so it's always at different places. So either like poetry nights, headlining, or I performed. I recently had my book launch, so I.
Oh, amazing!
Yes, I launched it.
What's your book called?
Galaxy Walk.
All right, and how many poems do you have in it?
Oh God, I think about 53.
Oh my goodness!
I think
goodness.
It's about that many.
How would you describe your poetry before we hear something?
It's very different. Like some of it, I'm quite known for like my poetry being quite political.
Oh good.
Oh good.
But it varies. So you know, I've got things about being a woman.
Yeah.
The struggles that we face being a woman of colour. Mm-hmm. What my experiences are. Yeah, and just, you know, but also just manoeuvring as a human in general. So some of it's, like, quite funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was...
Good. Yeah. Good. Meaningful stuff.
Are you ready to perform now? Could we have your poem now, and then maybe we could have a chat about
it afterwards. A poem that I'd like to share is called Thomas Cook. And it's in my collection as well. I see the beauty through the flames of the hell that we're living in. I know my test is to be mentally and spiritually strong, though they try to entrap people physically, a psychological bully. But I know I've got to strengthen my spirit in preparation for dark times, because we only live once on this earth in our lifeline. But I'm not blind to the reality and negative energies they boil. So I stay awake, sewing together my spiritual shield. So many spirits they're disturbing, but me they're not falling, stalling. I see the truth even when I take a breather, because truth can be very overwhelming. But I'd rather feel truth than continue to believe the way they present the world to be a Thomas Cook magazine. Sun hat, suntan, brown tan and sunscreen, cycling around on our holidays, not knowing in Australia there was a mass grave, in Rottnest Island a mass concentration camp. But they only tell us what they need to get tourism stamps. So many lies they've told, but I don't buy it. I've been to Toronto, but no mention of the indigenous man. And when I went to France to see Disneyland, only a teenager posed for pictures with an army man. But if school had shown me in their history plan the truth of France's plunder and their bloody hands, if school had shown me the Battle of Algiers, then I would have been more astute than an army fan. But they glossed over Europe's colonial past and made me feel wrongly frustrated in my history class. I always knew something wasn't right, but I didn't quite buy the story of being simply an economic migrant's child. A confused diaspora, stuck in a trio of identities, Muslim, British, Indian, pulled in different directions like curious elasticity. Where do I go? Who am I? Where am I supposed to be? They made me feel inferior, sat below my A's in their faces for my GCSEs. I come from a great culture of old civilizations and illiterate. Poetry's in my veins and the melody on my father's old Hindi cassettes. So I choose to express and not let the fire burn in my chest. I set my paper alight with my pen, notebook and microphone, my closest friends. History's ongoing and it doesn't stay in the past tense. They deny Caribbean islands reparations. There's no blur in my history lens to tell Thomas Cook to cook up a new tourism guide. Not one to ogle at indigenous people, but with truth to confide. I don't want to be blind like the shock on tourists' faces when witnessing sleeping bags in Victoria, expecting only shopping and daisies.
Bloody hell, yeah.
That was wonderful. we're both applauding.
I'm not mad. Yeah, no, that was amazing.
Thank you.
My goodness. I scribbled a few things down as well.
I sense the passion in that as well.
Passion, but also so... Sort of literate, so chunky. Mm-hmm. I mean, sort of thing. I would be giving to a student analyze.
A lot, absolutely.
Beautiful, and you know, so many interesting. I loved your posing for pictures, by the way. And I loved all the S's as well.
Yeah.
And the Thomas Cook thing.
Yes. When it came into it,
Thomas Cook is it can be such a sort of deceptive thing. All these holidays,
definitely.
In fact, I think Thomas Cook is coming up to a big anniversary at the moment.
Okay.
They're still very active, but so many of the tourist destinations that we think of were put on the map by Thomas Cook.
No.
You know, and it goes all the way back to the Edwardian period, I think. It's a huge history. I think we need to realise what they're marketing is not necessarily real.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And that's for me, like, I just remember my mum, like, I grew up in Leicester, so every time my mum would go...
Did you really?
To, yeah.
Oh, so that's not far from you at all, is it?
Yeah, but I know Leicester very well.
So every time my mum would go to Argos or something and I'd go to, I'd see, like, a Thomas Cook catalogue and, you just see all these blue sky.
Yeah.
Blue sky, blue sea, palm trees, all the rest of it. I didn't know, like, what the history is in specific countries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what upsets me is because, like, we're not taught the nitty-gritty. We're not taught... like the truth about what's happening in a lot of countries.
100%. That's when you mentioned the thing about France and the War of the Algiers. For me, that touched the nerve because I'm studying now thinking, damn, colonialism is a bit of.
It's
a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Gosh, and Leicester. Leicester is such a vibrant city now. You know, it's I think it's got a record number of mosques and temples. Did you know this?
Yeah, I think I've heard that actually, yeah.
Yeah. And It's so buzzing. When I knew Leicester, which was back in the 1970s, it was slightly dull. And I've been back a few times recently, and even the taxi ride is exciting.
Yeah.
We have so much pressure to fit in. Mm. I think it's almost impossible to fit in. What we want to do is to celebrate our individuality, our 100%. Uniqueness.
Definitely.
And to try to... I always have difficulty when someone says, be yourself. I don't quite know what that is, but I think we ought to try to be more ourselves every day.
And just speaking your truth, because I think a lot of the time, day to day, there's always a moment where we don't speak something that's actually on your mind, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And that's why, for me, like, poetry gives me that safe space where mm-hmm. I can be my authentic self, where I can just say, you know what, these are my views, and there you go, you know? So... And just coming to terms with like racism in society, even now politically, what's happening in this country? How do you articulate yourself in a way that people actually go in to listen, rather than just feeling like you're just in combat with each other?
So, do you feel that poetry is a performance medium rather than something you read?
I think it's both. So, mm-hmm. me, I fall under like the performance poet, spoken word, caliber of art, but at the same time, I write for page poetry as well, you know, with my collection and all the rest of it. But I just feel like, for me, I wanted to, like, drama and performing arts has always been a big part of me.
Really?
So, yeah, like, I studied, like, performing arts, but at the same time, I just want to appeal to, like, the kinesthetic audio uh-huh. and visual learners, you know, and that's how you engage, and people engage in that way. And sometimes I find it hard to read myself, you know. And just because of concentration, mm-hmm. or you have other things going on in your head and you need a clear headspace. So it's just a nice way to engage with people and give them, like, information in it concisely. Like, in the space of 2 minutes, I can give you the history lesson, you know?
Well, you just have, actually.
You know, you did that.
One of the things that struck me about the way you recited that piece was how there were some lines which seemed to me to have a sort of rap feel.
There was one particular one
towards the end where you were talking about being Muslim and British.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that just seemed to me to have some real beat to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what people have called me a rapper before, like, in the media. And I did, like, when I was, like, younger, 13, 14, 15, I did used to rap, but I didn't put myself out there as much. Mm-hmm. But definitely my poetry and my love for writing and lyrics and all the rest of it comes mm-hmm. from hip hop, so it's and got a big influence on my poetry.
You're very metrical in the way in the way you've structured that poem.
Okay.
I thought you were going to be a lot freer, and you've got a very, very clear beat. People should be listening to your work. We really need to get it out into schools, because it's the perfect piece to actually show people what meter is about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And enjambment. Am I allowed to ask a really naughty question?
That's okay. Oh, here we go. Naughty question round two. Prepare yourself.
What do you think of the Oxford comma?
Oh, gosh.
Do you like it? Because Philip Pullman got very hot under the collar the other day about not having an Oxford comma in the new 50p. Have you got a new 50p piece?
I don't believe I have.
This is my itching for payment.
Sorry, we're using Munzo out here.
The new 50p piece has got some peace, comma, prosperity and friendship, and there's no comma after prosperity. Well, I wouldn't put a comma there, but in the national curriculum now, we're told to put in an Oxford comma before and.
What?
Brooke,
yeah,
thank you.
No,
you,
I'm not.
You,
no.
What do
there's
you think?
There's conjunctives, and I feel like that is the comma in itself.
Thank you.
No.
Thank
no,
you.
No. Get in the bin.
We are all as one mind here.
No.
Die, Oxford comma. Actually, worse than that, I don't think it's even an Oxford comma. I think it's a Harvard comma. I think it's something which came up out of America in the late 19th century.
Get in the bin. No.
We can just give it back to Harvard. And we didn't even hear about the Oxford comma until about 1978, and there was a man called... I confuse him with the Yorkshire Ripper. What was the name of the Yorkshire Ripper?
Jack.
No, not Jack. Anyway, there was this academic in Oxford
when you think Ripper, you think Jack. Then Jack. Tim. That
you
was
do
a trick
think
question.
Jack the Ripper. You do really, you really do. You really do. Anyway, but
you said that with such confidence.
Oh, No. But Sharifa, I have to pull you back a little bit to rap.
Peter Sutcliffe.
Was called Sutcliffe, but I can't what his first name was. And he apparently said, "Oh, the Oxford comma has been in existence since 1915, when there were things in the First World War. People were sending letters and saying you've got to make your lists clear by putting in a comma."
Yep.
Complete rubbish. Yeah, let's have a FUBAR campaign to get rid of this redundant and unnecessary bit of punctuation. But now, look, who is your favourite rapper?
Ooh,
Sharifa.
God.
That's hard.
Really?
I think whenever ask me what my favourite anything is, I struggle. Well, I don't have a favourite food,
can
rapper,
you can name
song.
More rappers than me. Could
I mean, I think anyone can name more rappers than you, Tim.
Can we have a selection of rappers that you like?
I really love Kano.
Yeah.
Kano. I know Kano yet?
We did it.
Tim, Kano.
You
we
had
did
one
no,
job.
No, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Kano, yes. You see, Sharifa, I know nothing. I know nothing. I know you're smiling. But I really do know so little.
Do you know who I think you'd like and who you reminded me of? Of like a female poet version of J. Cole, because his topics are very like political and this and that. You know, so know about bitches and weed and all of that.
But don't you think really everything is potentially political?
Of course.
When you have songs like Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang,
because it's showing you like how people are buying into this capitalist, materialistic nonsense and how
half
of society's gone a bit crazy and they're talking about Gucci.
I'll give you that.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
We think that politics is something you do in Westminster or in the council or standing on protest, but politics is literally about living in an urban society, about being civilized.
There's a lot of us, like there was mainly a lot of rappers, but even then it was like who were supporting like Jeremy Corbyn's campaign.
Yeah,
a lot of us, like, you know, I was part of the Grand for Corbyn campaign.
Were you?
So even just things like that, how the artists get involved are like steering the narrative or getting more support when it comes to certain things. So definitely we all have our place.
And what about climate change?
I'm more of an observer when it comes to climate change, because for me I see a lot of narratives forming around more of like the West.
Yes.
For me, you know, like a lot of issues with like mining and so many other areas that have affected like people from developing so-called like developing countries, and you know they're not really part of the narrative as much.
The mining issue, of course, you know, we really changed this country with what we did to the miners in the 1970s. You know, this is a horrific slap really in the face of the North. I remember when I was a child going from Lincolnshire into Leicestershire, and there was one wonderful town, and I'd see the coal buckets coming across the road.
Yes.
And then suddenly it wasn't there. And you know, at the age of seven, you don't think very much about people's livelihood. But you know, there was a visual metaphor of people's lives being instantly changed by politics.
Yeah, no, of course.
Big politics. And I think if we can get people looking at issues, and poetry is great because it sort of eats into the mind.
Definitely, and I just think a lot of us, you know, the spoken word sort of, or more like working class poets from minoritized communities, we're able to communicate with people in a way that, like, I'm not, there's certain poetry I just won't engage with, or it's not for me, you know, like a lot of poetry that's written by white middle class men, I'm not going to read it, or I might read it, but it's not written for me.
Yeah, it's not relatable.
Yeah, so for me, the scene that I'm a part of, it's healthy for society. It's healthy for when we go into schools, when I go to youth clubs, like people can relate to it. Workshops that I do a lot of creative writing workshops, or working with like drama students, people when they come out of prison, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know, and that itself, it just gives people an outlet. It's
You have a message. Grassroots. You're not just trying to be clever, which is the sort of white working class, the white middle class male poetry thing, which I think you're sort of dissing.
Is that the word?
Oh, comes in.
Am I improving a bit? I'm improving a little bit, aren't I? You know, if you go back to sort of 19th century poetry, a lot of it is just trying to be clever.
Mm. Yeah, but it's just hard to understand as well. Like, yeah. It's kind of. And that itself, like when I was at school, poetry wasn't really a thing that I was like, yeah.
Well, it's appallingly taught, or at least it used to be appallingly taught.
But then I love a lot of poets that wouldn't necessarily be seen as poets. So someone like Kano, I see him as a poet. Mm-hmm. And he's someone that really inspired me. So there's a lot of rappers that are storytellers. And that for me is really interesting. So people like Nas, mm-hmm. There's so many people. And that's the kind of thing for me. I'm like, oh yeah, that made me feel inspired to be like, yeah, I want to tell a story.
But if you go back to Chaucer and Dick and Shakespeare, they're telling stories.
Of course.
And Chaucer's very naughty. Chaucer really is the ultimate rapper, isn't he? Why have we not got Chaucer rap?
Because he's not a rapper.
Really?
Just because they're saying words does not make him rappers.
I see. So we have to take me to a new level.
Rap means rhythm and poetry. If you don't have rhythm,
oh, really? No. Why didn't I know that? Rhythm and poetry.
He's noting it down.
Really? I had no idea. So yeah. rap is an acronym.
Yeah, for rhythm and poetry.
My goodness.
You learn something new every day.
I'm learning something new every minute at the moment. So how did you get into poetry? What made you start writing?
Like I said, I've been writing since I was young, but I took that sort of... I went to poetry more from like just seeing other people doing mm-hmm. other things, writing, sharing it with people, going to open mics, people liking what I did, and just like being more mm-hmm. vocal. And I've always been when I was at school, anger management... I was always writing lyrics, so it was a way for me to articulate myself when people weren't listening to me. I wasn't able to express myself when I'm like not in a good mood or something, you know. So it was just a way for me to. It's always been an outlet, mm-hmm. and it always makes sense to someone. So sometimes, even you know, like people might look at poets like, yeah, you lot are great communicators, but sometimes in my personal life, I haven't always been the best communicator. Yeah. Like you know, like part of my throat chakra might feel a bit closed or something. So I feel like poetry always gives me the space to put things to paper before mm-hmm. I speak it. And yeah.
And do you find you always recite, you always learn it?
Yeah, it depends.
Because I was really impressed with you reciting. Yeah. I just think, my uh-huh. God, this is just astonishing.
Girl, you're in your zone.
it's beautiful. I mean, I'm really sorry that we aren't able to see this because it was a beautiful, beautiful performance.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're the lucky ones here. We're the honoured ones.
Right? Can we pause and can we have a look? Can we introduce me to another rapper that I ought to know about?
So you mentioned Nas, someone that you inspired by. Have you heard of Nas?
No.
Okay.
No, but we don't have him on my playlist. Why not? But we do have Eminem. Now, what do I need to know about Eminem?
Well, you thought Eminem was a British rapper.
Yeah, I really did. I really did.
You need to watch 8 Mile.
Come on, Sharifa. What should I know about Eminem?
He never meant to give someone magic mushrooms one time.
Oh my goodness, a little bit of gossip. I don't know about this.
Oh no, it's part of one of his songs. Says, I never meant to give you mushrooms, girl. I never meant to bring you to my world. And now you're sitting in the corner crying. And now it's my fault. Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. Right, now, the piece we've got is called Lose Yourself. Is that a good piece of music?
Oh, that's a classic.
That's from 8 Mile.
It's classic. Yeah. Okay, let's have classic Eminem. And it's coming now.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you
capture. Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up, daddy's he. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. The taking, make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more. He's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told. It unfolds, I suppose, his old partner. But the beat goes on. Da 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 da. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. It's your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You're in. No more games, I'ma change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option. Failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
Excellent. I had a little squawk in the middle of that because I realised I knew some of this.
You knew it.
It was extraordinary, extraordinary. So I'm not such a virgin as I thought I was.
No, you've been a naughty boy.
I've been a naughty boy. Yeah. Somewhere. Aurally. Is it aurally or is it aurally? It's aurally when it's going through your ear, isn't it? It's aurally when it's going through your mouth.
That's right.
Aurally.
Yes,
so
yeah.
I've been, yeah. No, but Sharifa, How do people get in touch with you?
Sharifa Energy. They can get my copy of my collection off my website as well, sharifaenergy.com.
Amazing.
And I'm Sharifa Energy on all social media.
And we can buy your...
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, how brilliant is that? I think we're all going to have to go out and buy. But wait. You also have a connection. Where did you study?
I studied international relations at the University of Westminster.
Oh, no way. So did I. I went to Westminster as well.
Oh, amazing.
Westminster gang over here.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I've seen you in your gown looking spectacular.
Oh, yes, Brooke. You did. Yeah. Yes, you did.
So did you have the same colour gown? With a sort of red hood?
I didn't even go to my graduation.
No!
I'm so bad.
But you can do it now.
Wait, when did you graduate?
You can do it now.
2013.
That's not
Wait,
so
how
long
old
ago.
Are you?
I'm 30.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You look so young.
Thank you.
You look so young. I was expecting 20, like 18. I was going to say,
no,
oh, yeah, me. You look so young. Damn.
Well, I think you're spectacular.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And I want more of your performance. And so do you. So on your social media, do you have YouTube and all these other things?
Yeah,
can I look you up and actually hear you reciting
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, you can. Amazing. I've got an EP as well.
What's an EP?
It's like a small album with like 5 tracks.
Okay. Well, how do we get that?
Again, off my website.
Okay, we're all going to go to your website.
Yes, we are.
Thank you very much, and
Thank
it's been
you,
an
Sharifa.
Absolute joy having you. We're going to play another song. What are we going to play? We're going to play Rapper's Delight.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Does that sound good? There we are. It's coming now. Isn't that amazing?
To the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought 2 friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got 2 big guns, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? My girl gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, I'm a Mellow. It's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the fox ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're singing. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I'll ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Cruise the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop, the pop. pop, you don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep it strong, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. I go on the floor. I'm gonna freak your head. I'm gonna freak your day. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls. I get on the floor. I come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. Cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, wonder, Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hip to the hip, the hip, hip, hop, but you don't stop.
Don't ever fucking play with me. Y'all niggas know, y'all bitches know I'm the fucking queen. You hoe bitches know, you dirty bum bitches know. Got the strings on them.
Woke up, the price of coke up. I just hit them with the low cut, then call my folks up. Somebody about to get poked up, go call a tow truck. All that talking out your neck might just get your throat cut. This a Mack truck, not a black truck. When we move, tell them back up. Click, click, clack, duck. Hella bands, pull up stashed up. Super facts up. Well, you bitches, Rosa Parks. Uh-oh, get your ass up. Yikes, I play tag, and you it for life. Yikes, you a clown, you do it for likes. Yikes, yes it's tight, but it doesn't bite. Rip it right, he be like. Yikes, what's the hype, this is something light. Yikes, out of town, on consistent flights. Yikes, work hard, this a different white. Get your life, you bitches ain't living right. Yeah, I keep 2 9s here. You see my face all over that Fendi design gear. Soon as niggas press you, boy, you throw up peace signs, yeah. You don't want that action, pull your card, you decline, yeah. I keep 2 dimes, yeah. Walk up to a bad bitch, be like, I think you fine, yeah. I don't play with demons, Satan, get thee behind, yeah. About to get fucked up a margarita with 2 limes, yeah. Been the same, ain't shit changed, this ain't nothing new. That pretty frame, diamond chain, what the fuck it do? Yo, clear the way, it's some bad bitches coming through. I give 2 F's like the letters that are on my shoe. Yikes, I play tag, and you it for life. Yikes, you a clown, you do it for likes. Yikes, yes it's tight, but it doesn't bite. Rip it right, he be like. Yikes, what's the hype? This is something light. Yikes, out of town, on consistent flights. Yikes, work hard, just a different way. Get your life, you bitches ain't living right.
Bag talk, but ain't got no mouth for money. Bag talk. It's quiet, ain't no bag talk. Quiet, ain't no bag talk.
There we are, and I ran away from the microphone there. and we're joined by Lemzy. Lemzy, excellent. Now, tell me about. Look, you've just had a debut album, but you've got something else coming out. Tell me about yourself.
Okay, let's go right from the beginning. So I'm Lemzy, L-E-M-Z-I. Yeah. I am a rapper, entrepreneur, consultant, event organizer, youth worker, mentor. I do as much as I can to fill up my days, basically. And it's all kind of centered around me doing music. But yeah, I'm just a nice guy from East London, really.
And how did you get into music and rapping?
I think that's just one of those life things where you kind of find a little calling or a little bit of a purpose through something. And for me, just self-expression is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I found it from watching other people who I thought were really, really talented. So one of them you played earlier, Eminem. I remember seeing Lose Yourself on the TV and I thought, rah, this
back
is...
Back in the day,
yeah. I like this. And literally prior to like that era, so I think that's like 2002, so I was 10. Prior to that, I don't actually remember liking music. But as soon as I came into that kind of age group, where I started hearing 50 Cent and Eminem's and Ja Rule's and whatever else was there, introduced me to a whole new world. And then I managed to like work on my own articulation and expression, and yeah, I kind of found my way through music. So I've been doing it really since about then, since 10.
Bloody hell.
Oh my goodness.
No, well, writing lyrics since about 10, let me say that. No, I haven't been like these superstar young kids who have been out here.
So what comes first, the beat or the lyric?
Do you know what? It's all about what frame of mind I'm in. Like, I went through a big phase when I was younger where I would just write words, as many words as possible, rhyme as many different things as possible. Then it came into being like different sentences. Nowadays, I'm a bit more focused and a bit more conceptual. So I go off of the impetus of like a beat or production, which makes me feel like, all right, this is calm. Mm-hmm. All right, now this is more enjoyable and happy. Yeah. This is more slightly sadder. Da 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 da. So I usually go off of a beat nowadays.
And are you a one syllable rhymer or a two syllable rhymer? Or are you?
Are you even on air?
Been on Google.
let me see if you got your phone in your hand now.
No.
He doesn't even know how to work that.
No. Do you go in for quite complex rhymes, or have you done?
Yeah, because those are the people that I like to listen to as well. For me personally, growing up and trying to be very, very technically proficient.
Yep.
For me, it was very much about I need to be a great lyricist. I've kind of come out of that a bit more. Like, I always want to say something in my music, but now I just want my music to like resonate with people. So on occasions, I might compromise that slightly I'll compromise the technique, I guess, not the concept or the narrative, but just the technique.
I mean, one of the problems I think I have to confess, I have a I used to translate lyrics and things into English, never into any other language. But so I did a lot of stuff with opera. But one of the problems is trying to get rhymes, and you start off and you end up with these terribly clever rhymes, but nobody knows the meaning of the words. Yeah. and then I remember I was trying to do a translation for Carmen from French, and I did quite a lot of this French into English stuff. And the problem with French, as you would know, Brooke, is you've got the sound at the end of words. You've got sur le place, chacun passe.
T'abuses là. D'accord, t'abuses.
But in English, you don't have that sound at the end
There's
of a word.
There's a lot the English doesn't have,
And I thought, oh, I'm very clever. I can put a the at the end of that line. in the square, the people come, the people. After a while, you get rather lost with there's too many of those.
I'm done.
But Lemsey. So tell me what you're about to we're going to play something of yours in a few minutes. But you have a mission.
Dum dum dum. All right,
you
playing
that
007?
What is the mission?
What's the mission? The mission is you're going to teach me how to rap.
Oh God!
I don't know whether I can dare say this
on
air.
We're in for a treat.
Well, you know, I will be very obedient. I may be useless.
I'll be very obedient. Oh.
What would I need to do? Would I need to write anything out first?
Preferably, yes. Yeah.
He's like, got his notepad.
You got a notepad and a pen, so I think we're good.
So what should we rap on? Do we need to hear the piece of music first, or do we?
Are you talking about a beat?
Yeah. Do we need a beat? I'm awfully.
We don't have to
beats.
We don't have to. And
you want a beat, don't you?
Yeah, look, I was about to say. I can see it in your eyes. Like, you want to go from 0 to 100 right now.
I really do.
I really do.
You want ad libs in there,
Lemsey? You should have seen me tap dance. the problem was the top part of my body worked very well and the bottom part of the body was fairly useless.
I'm trying to get
do you dance as
that,
well, Lindsay?
I do not. Like, if I go to a rave, then I'll dance. But other than that, I bob my head. That's what I do a lot.
Yeah, head bobbing is quite good, isn't it? okay, so... if we play the bit of music, then it disappears from my system. So maybe we have to improvise around the bit of music. And the bit of music is going to last about two and a half minutes. So we've got time in that bit of music.
You want me to teach you within two and a half minutes to have some bars? Oh, man. I feel like you think this is that easy.
You want us to turn this water into wine as well, Tim?
Water into wine is easy, isn't it? It's the rapping which is difficult. And I now know that rapping is about rhythm and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, Sharifa just taught you that, hasn't
it? Yeah, she got really that right. did. I mean, That's you know, right. what a wonderful performer. I've just got her book, by the way.
Yes, she did.
I squeezed in a moment to grab a book while we were while we were playing a piece. So what if I were to take as my concept the fact that I'm just completely confused?
Yeah, cool. Let's go confused.
So we're looking for dental words, aren't we? Confused and terrified and lost.
All right, no, but this is good.
Is that good?
Whenever I like work with young people, say, and we start a writing session, the questions are always like, what is your concept? What's your narrative? Or what is your story, essentially? Like, what are we going to rap about? And obviously, with rap, it's completely autonomous. So you can talk about something fictional, something reality, whatever you want to talk about, it's fine. So if your concept is being lost or confused, that's dope. And then we can go from there. Because another thing, the next stage that I'll do with the whoever I'm working with, especially if they're, you know, just starting out, no offense, is once we have our main concept or idea, so say the word is confused, as you just said, we do like a little spider diagram, yeah?
Yeah.
So if you can, just give yourself a bit of space, put confused.
I've got confused down here.
Cool. Then put that in a little circle.
Yeah.
And then do like eight arms that come out of that.
Eight arms out yeah, of oh, what, arms. One, two. I'm not very numerate. Four, five, six,
seven,
eight. There we
lovely
are.
Jubbly. All right, so cool. We've right. confused, and now your eight arms.
Yeah.
On each individual arm, I want you to just write a word that you would associate with being confused or the state of confusion.
Naughty.
That's Tim, the that's first your one. Like,
lost.
Naughty.
I'd say, yeah,
hurricane. What? Confused.
Confused. Yeah, you said lost before.
Lost. Yeah, I've got lost.
Terrified. That was that one you said.
Emerge. Terrified.
These are like quite difficult words. Usually people say stuff like cat, bat. But yeah, let's go with these ones. No, these are good. These are good.
No, I have a cat, and I know that when we come to cats, there's not very many rhymes you can get. So terrified, emerge, puzzle.
I was thinking puzzle.
I like that.
Puzzle. You can't rhyme with puzzle, can you? It's like orange. It's one of those words which is
puzzled,
useless.
Muzzled.
There you go. We already got one.
Naturel.
Au naturel. We're not going to go naturel.
No, not quite.
Not here. It's like a bit of Duchamp, nude descending a staircase with about 40 legs. Oh,
new? I don't know.
What?
Confused, new. Lost.
What?
New.
New. New. Oh, I like okay. new. Memory.
Jeez.
Memory.
That's what we're going to end on.
That's a little bit of Lloyd Webber, isn't it? we've only got one memory here, as opposed to... So do I need to get a rhyme for each one of these?
You're ahead of the game.
Oh,
I like
emerge.
Yes,
so we've got on. Emerge, converge.
Oh, boy.
Dirge, diverge. Lost.
Lost.
Cost. Bossed. I'm bossed around and lost in my own emerging naughtiness. Naughty.
Oh, Busta Rhymes. What? That's another guy you need to add to your list. Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes. Who is 50 Cent?
Oh, darling.
Who is 50? Curtis Jackson. Who is 50 Cent?
Curtis Jackson.
That's his real name. I shouldn't be giving out governments, but he's very famous, so people will know him anyway.
Right, okay. But 50 Cent is a person, not a song.
Yes.
I just needed to clarify that.
No,
okay.
Good.
Naughty. Haughty. That's a bit sort of white middle class, isn't it? Haughty.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but okay.
I was going to say, you both.
Actually, let's get rid of it. Haughty means nose in the air.
Then you can teach us what it means. That's good.
let's try shorty, because I think that's more. And that's me, really. Shorty. And you're so tall.
What?
You're so tall. I feel so small.
Yo, Instagram, did you hear that?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Lemzy, you appeared in that amazing...
I hope this is recorded. I need this soundbite.
Lemzy, you appeared in that amazing orange sort of day glow thing. And I feel like Bilbo next to Aragorn.
Need an ego boost. Hurricane.
Hurricane. I don't think I can rhyme that. Hurricane.
Well, maybe something rhymes with just
sugar cane. Cane. Main. Lane.
This is so great.
Murray Lane. Terrified.
Do you know what it is? You're actually going for the more complex way, which is really sick because you're trying to rhyme each syllable.
Okay, so
which is dope.
Terrified.
Is dope.
Entrified.
You are a walking thesaurus.
Full fried. New. Full blue. Fried.
Yeah.
Moo moo. Memory.
Legacy.
Emery.
Emery.
What's an emery? Well, I know you can rub something off with an emery pad. Puzzled. Yeah, muzzle. There we are. We got a rhyme for each of those. Okay.
Cool. All right.
Are we ready? Cool. Shall we do it? Because we're going to run out of time.
So what I want you to do.
Yeah.
In fact, we could do this together, yeah?
Oh, please. I want to do everything together.
He's scared.
Exactly. I'm thinking, whoa. All right, so you've got loads of rhyming words.
I've got loads of rhymes here, and I've got no sense.
I'm going to try and read your paper at the same time. But what we're going to do...
Yeah.
I'm going to say a line that ends in one of these words.
Oh, you're brilliant.
And then you're going to say a line that ends in the rhyming word, yeah?
Okay. Cool. Okay. Let's try. Are we going to do it to a beat?
Yeah, let's try it. Let's do it. Let's see what we can do.
So terrifying. Now, I've got to find... So it's number
puzzled.
There we are. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Off we go. We got 2.5 minutes of potential pure hell.
Jeez, let's do it. Stay tuned, guys. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. Please don't run away. If you think we're in chaos, you're absolutely right. We are. We are, and we're. Are you ready? I'm in your hands.
All right, let's do this. Cheese. Alright. This is an interesting beat.
Yeah, it's very neat.
Alright, are you ready? I'm gonna use one of those. I'm gonna do the one I could see first, which I think is muzzled and puzzled, yeah?
Right.
Feeling kind of muted, man. I feel kind of muzzled.
I feel kind of lost. I feel kind of puzzled.
Yeah! I'm writing raps which are new.
What?
I'm writing raps which are new.
New. I feel lost like a moo moo moo.
Yeah. What else you got in here? What else you have in here?
No.
Emerging. Alright, cool. You ready?
Yeah.
So off the brain is where all the rhymes emerge.
Something's gonna happen. Something's gotta converge.
There you go. Hey, we're getting there though. We are getting there.
We're getting there. We probably need a naughty word somewhere.
Yeah, a word that rhymes with... okay, cool.
Right.
You can do a naughty word, yeah.
Can I?
Can you? You tell me. It's your show,
no,
man.
I can't do a naughty word. I've never done a naughty word in my life.
Well, not you're about to now.
Am I?
Tim will say a word that sounds naughty.
Something brief and something fairly short. maybe we can get it out the air. Just pluck it.
Yeah, that's why you want me to say something about...
Fuck it!
Nantucket.
Got
for your tricks, man.
let's try this one down here. Colston.
Cool, alright. Nice. So we're feeling confused and feeling kind of lost.
I'm feeling oppressed and seriously bossed about and lost.
And lost. life has a cost.
Confused and bemused.
Now I'm feeling amused.
And amused and abused.
And abused. I feel like we got the basics down. The basics are here. I like it.
Keep going. Trying to find a word, a rhyme for basics, and I can't.
Can you think of something that rhymes with fubar?
Fubar. New jar. Huger. It's a huger radio experience with fubar.
I give Tim those bombs, man.
Oh my goodness, there we are. Well, do you think I could actually be a rapper?
Anyone can. If you practice hard enough, Tim, you could be anything you like.
Oh, well, I don't. Somehow, I just don't see myself as being particularly hard. I think we've probably got to go to another piece, and then we've got somebody else coming on any minute.
That was quick.
We need to play your piece, Lemsy.
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds good.
Can we do that? Now, where is it? Oh, there we are. What do we need to say something first? This is WODAT. What is it, an WODAT. Acronym?
It is an acronym, and I'm not going to say what it stands for.
Really?
People will know what it means after the song, what they should do, and I'm going to ask you at the end of it what it stands for.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Okay, off we go. Thank you.
only do amazing things. Like, yeah, yeah, we only do amazing things. Yeah, yeah, we only do amazing things. And I swear that there was a blatant blitz. We only do amazing things. And I hope that the people can take that. Without. Yeah. Okay, we only do amazing things. And I know that my money raised up. We only do amazing things. And I hope that the people can take that. We only do amazing things. And I thought that there was a blatant. What up? Sensational and inspirational is all I want around. Basic goals of having chains with gold ain't worth above a crown. Your phase of growth can't be lackadaisical. Even when in doubt, my phase of growth has been translatable. Watch me break it down. The intricacy, the split in my genes, the wizard of grease, the figure of the fiends, the vivid of schemes. I'm wishing to be the biggest is B.I.G. said, give it a cheese, I ain't mean loot. But my spitting is clean, my spitting it mean. No off a fist or a curb, and it's sipping on tea. It's skimming the scene while I'm in the thick of the cream. And my position is deemed to be a king of the scene. And I am, or I will be. And I know this style's so filthy, and I'm guilty, cause I kill these. And I'm only giving you the chill me. But the vibe that I got, that is absolute. And that's the truth, as clear as a vodka drink. You can see by my people's accomplishments. But hold on, let me stop to think. One of my boys is the doctor, one of my boys is the dentist, one of my boys will soon be a lawyer. I know he'll prosper, if you don't know that in time that I got ya. And my girl, she's a teacher, plus my sis got a master's. No, it ain't easy, I'm beaming with pride for these guys, so believe me. Tell Yeezy that we got the answers, eh? We only do amazing things, I hope you take this in. We only play to win, and it's praise to him, my faith to sink. I pray to the Most High when I said I raise the king. But this ain't an ego thing, I weren't in the mirror thinking he's so sick. But if you saw what my people did, then I wanna get a song that my people sing. Like, yeah, we only do amazing things. And I know that my mommy raised a kid. Yeah, we only do amazing things. And I thought that there was a blatant thing. We only do amazing things. Alright, just take that. What up? We only do amazing things. And I thought that there was a blatant thing. Yeah, we only do amazing things. And I hope that the people could take that in. We only do amazing things. And I know that my mommy raised the king. What up? I said, what up? Now we're feeling so amazing. Feel I'm doing my job to plug out of the matrix. Feel I got a task then to take my people places where we can realize our internalized greatness. Hey. Now we're feeling so amazing. Feel I'm doing my job to plug out of the matrix. Feel I got a task then to take my people places where we can realize our internalized greatness. One time for the idiots, mischievous and devious. Ones who wanna crush the empire instead of healing it. Tell me you should dumb it down. I said, nah, I ain't feeling it. Cause rap without bars is like cooking with no ingredients. Okay, we only do amazing things. And I know that my mommy raised a kid. Yeah, we only do amazing things. And I thought that there was a blatant thing. We only do amazing things. And I hope everybody here can take that in. What up? I said, what up?
Well, that was amazing.
Amazing.
A little clue.
Lemzy, am I right? We only do amazing things.
Muy bien.
You were paying attention. I love that.
I was paying more attention than that, you know. So you're a vodka man?
Not really, you know.
Really?
I'm just saying that everything is clear and strong, like Absolute, which is a vodka type.
I've had some serious problems with vodka.
Oh,
yeah, no. So yeah. I try not to drink that stuff.
Yeah, but I spent a lot of time in Russia, and sometimes you just get this thing glass, and you think, my goodness, it's a glass of water. No, it's
not. Well, buddy,
it's a chashka vodka, and you knock it back, and then you think, oh my goodness, and you start falling asleep in strange places. but what I was going to say is, so if you're not a vodka man, are you a malt whiskey man?
I can be. I'm more of a rum man.
He's a rum guy.
Yeah, I've never got into rum.
You're missing out.
Well, I obviously need to be educated a little bit more than just simply learning a little bit of rap. I need to, I need to learn rap and rum. It's all the R's.
Yeah, exactly. Rap, rum. Okay, rhythm is all there.
Rap, rum, and rhythm.
You're onto something. It's like a tri. That should be the name of your show, Tim. Right?
Yeah, it's like a tricolon,
isn't it?
You're
onto something there. Yeah.
Rap, rum, and rhythm. That's what Julius Caesar should have said when he came to Britain. He said, he should have said, rap, rum, and rhythm.
Imagine.
So, are you performing live anywhere?
Yeah, actually, the first show I've got this year is actually in Amsterdam.
Oh, no. So. Yeah. International, baby.
International, baby. That's what we're doing.
And when is that?
That's on Thursday the 5th. Yeah, Thursday the 5th of March. So, only
so
a few
very
weeks
soon.
From now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah,
and, yeah, yeah. And do you, how long is your show?
You know, I literally asked the guy today, like, how long is this? I got to get that prepared and everything. But before then, I do my own events as well. So I've got two of those happening at the end of this month. One is Thursday the 27th in The Curtain in Liverpool Street.
Ah, yes.
In fact, make sure you come down if you're free.
Absolutely. Save the date.
And
save
if you're also free on Saturday the 29th, we've got a show called Hidden Gems Live up in Richmond in Shoreditch, which is going to be epic as well. So, yeah.
End of February is
going to be big. Yeah, man. It's going to be fun.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! So, how did you get into eventing and not in the show jumping way?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, there, buddy.
How did you get into staging events? How do you break into that? I want to know everything. I want to know how did you? So we know how you started rapping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But how did you start all this other stuff? Because you're a one man band, really. You can do everything.
Yeah. Do you know what it was with the events? Because I used to be relentless with going outside of my house and making sure I was networking, going to events, performing open mics. Da da da. I'd do like two, three a week, but I got to a point where I was either not seeing much success or I just wasn't enjoying the events I was going to.
Yeah.
And for me, I just thought, you know what? I kind of want to do my own thing. So me and some of the collective that I run with, Exclusive Collective, we started doing an event in Maryland, Stratford for a little bit.
Oh, yes.
We did two. Yeah, we did two in Maryland, Stratford. Then we did one in this place called Lunar Lounge in Leytonstone. Then after that, I moved to another place called Red Lion to celebrate one of my own event, one of my own singles that came out in 2017.
Yeah.
Called Hidden Gems with Tonya. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's also where the title of the event comes from. Hidden Gems Live.
Yeah.
And yeah, that one was so successful to me that I was like, I need to do this again. So for the last now 2.5 years, I've been running this event called Hidden Gems Live, just promoting emerging artists that I think are dope. This time we've got a guy called Shocker headlining who's going to be amazing. There's Monofay performing, GJ performing, and K-Dot Melody also performing on the night. And I'm just excited about all, like, just giving opportunities to people that I think are sick as well. Because I know there's a frustration with emerging artists of, like, we want to break through to, like, the bigger shows, but there's only a certain amount of slots.
Yep.
They're not giving it to us. So let's put on our own stuff. Let's do our own thing.
Yeah. We need exposure.
And the name Lemzy, is that your rap name? Is that a nickname? Is that...
That's both my rap name and a nickname. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We don't know where it came from.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no, like, do you know what? I wish this story was more compelling or more just exciting. Basically, my surname is Lamom, and all I did was remix my surname to just make it, seem a bit jazzier and cooler.
Okay, and where's that surname from? Where are you from originally?
Nigeria.
Hey, come on.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm Nigerian originally, yeah. But I've had bear rap names before, man.
What?
I've had.
Hang on a minute. I taught you the word bear on my show.
You did.
He thought bear meant.
I thought bear was a sort of slightly gay thing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. but bear means strong, doesn't it?
Mm.
No.
Tim, I taught you better than this.
I am better.
Don't embarrass
me. Yeah, I know. Tell me. I'm stressing now.
We're going to have more lessons, aren't we?
I'm going to take private lessons.
Sweat coming down the head. Like, he's feeling it, guys. He's feeling it.
Yeah, I'm hardly going to be able to see through my glasses in a second. I'm misting up with embarrassment.
Oh, you thought it meant naked aggression. That's what you thought it meant.
I can remember. I remember my mistakes. I can't remember the reality.
I kind of get why you got to that point, but it's not that at all. Bear just means a lot or very.
That's it. You did teach me this. You did.
I taught you lit as well.
And it's only a matter of about 2 or 3 days ago. Yeah, so my goodness, so
what does lit mean?
Lit means,
come on, Tim.
Lit means sort of
you got this, man.
Oh, what does lit, I don't remember. I don't remember. Everything's gone out of my head except what's on the paper in front of me. come on, tell me. Tell me.
Lit is that, you know, amazing, fun.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Now I know. Now I know. Now
epic.
I know. This is. Oh, God. This is. I'm a living example of l'esprit d'escalier. All the things I might have said if I'd been in the room at the time when I actually had my brain there. my brain and my mouth seem to be divorced from one another at this moment. But there was something I was going to say, and I can't remember what it was.
Did you ask me the question that you said you wanted to ask me before?
The what? Naughty question.
What was the naughty question?
He had naughty questions for everyone today.
Yes, but where did I put my naughty question?
If you lost the missile, right?
I think. Oh yes! No! I can't find it, but it's come back into my head.
Go on.
What's the difference between hip hop and rap?
Oh, that's not naughty.
It is for me.
Cool. What's the difference between hip-hop and rap? So hip-hop is the cultural art form that rap is a segment of.
So rap's a part of hip-hop?
Yeah, so hip-hop is actually like breakdancing,
right.
Graffiti.
And so is beatbox part of... I got you.
I'll give you the elements. So basically there's elements of hip-hop, which is breakdancing,
yeah.
DJing, graffiti. And the last one that came was actually MCing. But then there's also another one, which was knowledge and having fun. So those are the five elements of hip-hop music. So the MCing part is the rapping part. And that's just one factor of what hip-hop is. So if you see people doing street dance or hip-hop dance, whatever, that's still hip-hop. If you see people spraying graffiti, they're still like implementing the factors of hip-hop music. DJs as well, all part of hip-hop.
Oh, my goodness. I feel I'm going to leave today... practically with a degree.
In rap.
Though Brooke knows I will forget a lot of it by
Sir, I got by the
I'll have to take my notes home and do some revision. Are you going to give me some homework?
Yeah, sure. Of stuff to listen to, I can do that.
Oh, please give me a playlist. I've already got a bit of a playlist. I just need it to be. I've got to listen to a person called Biggie Small.
He did not know who Biggie Small or Tupac was.
Do you know?
Wait a minute, buddy.
Rewind. To those of you who are still listening, and I hope some of you are, to those of you who are still listening, the look on Lex's face there.
We've got it on
just,
his live. Tune into his Instagram
live
story.
I'm just disappointed.
Disappointed, but smiling.
Do you know any rappers then?
No. I know Russian rappers. I know about three Russian rappers, but I don't. Okay. I think that's a niche market, really.
Yeah, broken worldwide yet.
Mm. Yeah,
that's interesting. All right, cool. So you know, like, we can just start from anywhere.
Yeah, we can start from anywhere. We started the show off, and I said I am a rap virgin, and I really am.
Well, we packed that cherry.
Though I realized I knew some of the Eminem lyrics.
You did.
Yeah, and I was like, ooh, and my head. I did a bit of head bobbing.
Yes, you know did.
That's good, man. All right, I can give you some names.
Go on,
if you
go
want.
On.
All right, one to write down.
Yep.
Ferns.
Ferns. Ferns.
Yes.
Ferns.
Ferns. Correct.
Ferns. Correct. Oh my goodness. like bush.
Ferns.
Like the things you find outside a lake or around a pond.
Correct.
Ferns.
Yeah. Ferns.
Okay.
Okay. Another name. Trey.
Trey.
Avlon. Sorry.
Trey Avlon.
Yeah. Avlon.
I can do Avlon.
You can.
Trey Avlon.
Correct. Yep.
Sounds like something you'd. You'd give for Christmas, don't you?
I'll give you another name. Willis. W-Y-L-L-I-S.
Willis. I like that name.
All right, so these are all people that I know. So that's why I'm going to unplug it.
I was going to say, those were a shout-out.
I think we have to shout out about it. Let's have another piece of music, because this one I sort of know, but I know it from... Daniel Radcliffe doing it.
Did Daniel Radcliffe do?
Yeah, he was very good. I mean, he's very good. I tried learning this once, but I've obviously forgotten it all now. Yeah. I tried learning a few of these things, but anyway, he does this very well. But this is the original. We're going to play it. See if you know it. I'm sure you do.
Now it's time for our wrap up.
Yeah.
Let's give it everything we've got.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, artificial amateurs aren't it all amazing? Analytically, I assault animate things. Broken barriers bounded by the bumpy. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cascade, the canopy's collapsing. Detonate a dime a tank, daily doing dope. Demonstration, time data that you don't know. Eating other editors with each and every energetic, epileptic episode, elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk, felt. Feeding the fanatics. Gift got great global goods going glorious. Getting godly in this game with the glorious. Hit them high, hella hype, historical. Hey, Holocaust, him, serum, holler at your homeboy. Imitators, idolize, I intimidate in an instant. I rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curl, stocking joints. Just Lee, it's just me. Right in my journal. Kindly, I'm kindling all kinds of King Kong. Karate kick type rips in my kingdom. Let me live a long life. Leave with my laces out when I'm on the microphone. I'm about to turn it out. My mind makes marvelous moves. Masses, marvel and move, mini mock what I've mastered. Nap knowing I'm nice naturally. Knack never lack, make noise nationally. Operation oppositional, I'm not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, weathering obstacles, perfected bomb. Powerful punchline, pummeling, petty powder, pearls in my prime. White, quaint, close, keep quiet, it's quantum. Quarters ain't got a quarter of a we gotta really war rap. Rising up rapidly, riding the rest of radio activity. Super scientific, old sound, search, thought. Silence, ain't stupefy, sap, sound, or soft. Delton, time, talented, too tough. Just take that, challengers, get it tuned up. I'm universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw, uncut. Verb, vice, lord, victorious, valid. Violate vibes out of aim, make them vanish. Wild, wall, well, what a wise word, smith, just weaving up words, weeded up on my work, chips, Xerox, max, radiation, glows, extra large, excite, letters, exolophone, zones, yellow back, yak, mouth, young one, jaws. Yesterday's lawn yard, cell, I yawn. Zigzag, zombie, tumor to the scene, and timber winds, and thoughts of a zealous rhyme, Zila.
Good. Can you say it faster?
There we are. And believe me, Daniel Radcliffe is superb when he does it as well. And he also does the periodic table, which again is so terrifying to do. Look, I've got to wrap up, and I've got to thank Lemzy enormously from the bottom of my heart for teaching me how to do something I thought I'd never learn how to do.
You did it as well. Well done. Well done.
I'd like to thank Sharifa Energy for her superb poetry.
That was amazing.
And Shoshalo, and of course Brooke.
Darling, the pleasure's all mine.
And I've got to promote where we can find ourselves.
What's your handle?
My handle is I come off bikes. My handle is Professor_Tim_Wilson. Jeez. And what is yours, Brooke?
Brooke on a break on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all of that.
And Lemzy.
And mine is @LemzyArtist, LEMZI artist on everything.
Oh, how splendid. How splendid. Now and also I believe we can make contact with FUBAR, can't we? We can do FUBAR FUBAR Radio. That's with a double R in the middle. It's really amazing. and you can also email with takeover@fubarradio.com. And there's also do you tweet Brooke?
I do have Twitter, Tim. That's one thing I was going to teach you, but I thought, baby steps.
I do have Twitter. I've just not really worked out how to use it, and I've changed my Twitter name
to
Professor.
You had a lot of love on Twitter.
Have I?
A lot of love on Twitter.
Oh, I give love back. I give love back.
Yeah.
Now look. I'm going to play another piece of music, and in fact, we could probably talk over a little bit of it as it starts playing. I'm taking you right back to the place where we started with a bit of me doing my ridiculous sort of poetry, but because I love a man called Edward Lear, and I'm hoping to make a film about him at some point, and I've spent the last 20 years drawing pictures of the places that Edward Lear drew. In about 1849 or so, and he travelled from. I'm going to play it now, in fact, and we're going to try to. Oh, no, that's the wrong one.
That's what I was going to say.
That's
not correct. They were bopping like that.
Big Jew.
Yeah.
Is this rap to you, Tim? I need to ask
him.
He thinks this is rap.
No. Like, this is all based on the tradition of music hall. And this is quite a famous music hall piece. And then I... I'm trying to animate this stuff. I'm trying to make sort of Disney-style animation.
Okay.
And so you've got to imagine dancing girls on stage here, and they're going to go off. And then there's a little a little song which I do in a slightly northern voice, because I actually come from the north. Mm-hmm. I really do. Yeah, I come from Lincolnshire.
Don't.
I do.
How did I not know this?
I have no idea. Something to do with the plummy vowels. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. But anyway, this is a song about a soldier who comes home from the war. From the First World War.
Because of a military concert, I acquired a desire for the stage. For one night I was asked to recite. My lord, I was quickly the rage. They said I was better than Chaplin and gave me a bottle of gin. I know it's not union wages, but that is my usual thing. Home I came, paid the fee, appeared in your theatre, and what do you see? I acted so tragic, the house rose like magic. The audience yelled, "You're sublime!" They made me a present of Mornington Crescent and threw it a brick at a time. Someone slung a fender which caught me a bender. I hoisted a white flag and tried to surrender. They jeered me and queered me and cheered when it came to my death. They threw nuts and sultanas, fried eggs and bananas the night I appeared as Macbeth. Little walk. The play that was scribed to Bill Shakespeare to me lacked both polish and tone. So I put in some lines from some popular rhymes and some well-chosen words of my own. The band played the Barber of Seville quite a lot before I came on, 'cause we cut quite a few.